Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 of your mind, body, and soul.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul show right here on We Talk Radio. I'm holding it down with Kia D. T. Smiley. I am your host, Big Joe. Kia D, you with me?
Yes, sir. What's going on? What's popping, Mind, Body, and Soul listeners? What's up? What's up, Big Joe?
It's not a whole lot. It's not a whole lot. How you doing today?
Man, I am super blessed, super highly favored, man. Caught tonight. Listen, I don't even know why. I'm just on fire. You know what I mean?
You're just on fire. Well, I tell you what. Let's get into some music, and then we'll get into some conversation a little later.
Yeah, absolutely. I got somebody who want to say hello real quick.
What's up, everybody? Come on. I like the way that sounds. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, T. Smiley.
What's going on, man?
You doing all right today, sir?
Man, doing good.
That is good. We're going to do a little talking about the importance of your words, the importance of how you talk to people. Mind, body, and soul. We're gonna talk about how we talk to people, and see if we can't work some things out. You guys with me on that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm here for it. That's what I'm talking about.
Let's get into it. Kia, let me get some music.
God. You got it. I got something right here for y'all. As a matter of fact, let's have some fun today. We'll be back with the Mind, Body, and Soul radio show on your hottest listening station. That's right. We Talk Radio Network. You can check us out every day, www.wetalkradio.com.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky enough. Cause that's not where my blessings are, nor they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truth. I'm not lucky.
Faithful, young man.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 of your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul Show. I'm your host, Big Joe, holding it down with Kia D and T Smiley.
Hey, we're in the building.
We're going to have a little quick conversation about the power of words. I think we've done this conversation before, but maybe it's time to touch up on it again.
Absolutely. Agreed. You know, if we know anything about words, Big Joe, we know that words have power and words can take flight. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so we have to be mindful all the time, not just some of the time, all the time. You know, the way we speak, not just to our children, but in front of our children about other people. You know, the way we encourage or whatever it is that we do, hopefully not discouraging, but the way we encourage other people. But as you know, everybody's not encouraging. You know, people tend to have their own way of doing things. No shade, but just people have their own way of doing things and giving support. And sometimes it doesn't look like it may seem like a negative thing that they're saying, but to them, they're like, no, I was trying to help you. But you know, those kind of words, you know, people's words can actually take flight and be hurtful.
Words can start a war.
Yeah.
Whether in a home or whether over the country.
Yeah.
Words, they can either destroy people or it can heal you. Again, I believe the biggest lie ever told was sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you.
Wow.
Again, this is the,
wow.
this is the biggest lie ever told. There have been, I've been hit with a couple of sticks and had a couple of rocks thrown at me. You know, have you ever looked at your body and seen scars on your body and had to really think hard, where did it come from?
Wow. Yeah.
But there are some things that were said maybe when you were a child that you remember like it was yesterday.
Absolutely.
Words are very powerful.
Absolutely.
Words are very powerful. You know, when we were younger, they used to try to encourage our parents on not talking down to us. For the simple fact of saying, if you continue to tell a child that they would be nothing, then they will perceive that they will be nothing.
It's powerful, and it's true. It's true. Now, a lot of times, sometimes kids can persevere through that, but sometimes they can't. You know, sometimes kids can see the light at the end of the tunnel and say, you know what, I heard what mama said, I heard what daddy said, but that ain't me. I'm better than that. I'm different than that. But not all
the time. Some people can use negativity as fuel for a positive outcome, but everybody is not that fortunate. Everybody is not that blessed. Some people take words to heart, and I think we as people need to be more cautious of what we say and how we say it. Many times, or sometimes, it's not what you say, it's the tone or the maybe nonchalantness or even the attitude with what you're saying. Sometimes a person can take the truth a hard way because you're saying it a hard way. Have you ever had a person that just told you the truth, but they said it a wrong way?
Yeah, Macy does it all the time.
It is funny because I knew you was gonna go right there.
And Métis, she gets, you know, we've talked about this for years on the radio show. Even within our own family, she gets a bad rap because she's like, I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to help. But it's like the way you're helping, it sounds like it's a negative connotation to it. It sounds like it got a negative hook. It sounds like you're digging, you know. But she, a lot of times she just, you know, she's just trying to tell the truth or trying to decipher or trying to figure out things. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really interesting how Métis does it. But usually, you know, she's just trying to get to the bottom of things, trying to figure things out. And sometimes she asks questions in a certain way that can seem a little bit heavy, can be very heavy.
So, I mean, we have these moments. We have these times. How do we deal with them? What do? Do we cut these people off or do we tell them, do we communicate with them on what they're doing with their actions or with their words, rather? You know, it's funny. Go right ahead.
I was going to say, that's a good one. I've also heard it on the other end, which I want you to address after you say what you got to say, that people need to just get a thicker skin and stop being so sensitive. See what I'm saying? Like, there's two ways to it. Like, do we get and stop being so sensitive, or do we truthfully have a conversation with the people who are hurting us and say, listen, what you're saying is hurting me, and it might be hurtful to other people, which is what I did. And I also tried to get some thicker skin. But what's the true answer? You know, how do we really, you know, it might be a case by case basis, but you know,
it may be a case by case basis. Thicker skin. I believe it depends on who the person is.
Right.
No one with words can hurt you more than someone who knows you.
Right.
Who knows the secrets or who knows things about you. Family. No one can hurt you with words quicker than family, friends.
Right.
But how do we how we get past this point. You know, the first thing that we still have to do as people, whether we're talking or whether we're listening, is to still treat people with the same respect that we would want.
And that can be hard to do, you know, real talk. That can be hard to do. And you might want to give people who are listening some tips on how to really do that. Because it's easier said than done. We could say all day, treat people with respect. But how do you do that in the face of disrespect?
Well, I think the biggest answer for that question is, of course, or the best answer that I can give you for that is, don't allow anyone, whether with words or actions, to have more control over you than you.
Agreed.
There are times when people can say things and it'll push your buttons, and or they can do things and it can push your buttons, but at the end of the day, if they can make you go outside of your character, if they can make you do something outside of your normal routine or even handle things differently than the way you would normally handle them, then it's possible that the person has more control over you than you do.
Wow. That's powerful. Wow.
Again, it can be hard to try to continue to respect someone if you feel disrespected. That's when we tend to lash out. That's when we tend to fight back or buck back, if you will. That's really a hard one to ask, Akia. That's a hard one. But again, if we look at the situation like, hey, would I want someone to talk to me the way I'm talking to someone? Not necessarily the person that's talking to you. You know, my grandmother said something that was very amazing to me once. She said, God will never ask you why they treated you the way they did. God will never say, why did Joe treat you the way he did? Or why did Kia treat you the way she did?
Wow.
He will always ask you, why did you do it? So we have to, again, take more more responsibilities for our own actions. Think more when we speak or before we speak. And We as people have the ability to interact in conversation. Meaning, if the conversation goes a way that you don't want it to go, or you feel hurt, threatened, or upset by the way someone is talking to you, you don't have to listen and you don't have to talk back. You can exercise your right to walk away.
Powerful right there. Powerful word. Exercise your right to walk away. Yep. Exercise the right to not physically want to be in a dispute. Like, you physically have to train your mind to say, you know what, it's not even worth it. In order to do that, you know what I mean?
But again, I believe that if we were to actually, those of us that at times have said those mean or cruel things, I think if we were to take time and to analyze how we would feel if someone was to ask us that, it don't take a whole lot of time, just a few seconds. And then maybe we might find a better way to ask what we're trying to ask, or a better way to say what we want to say. I think if we remember how powerful the words are, then and throw them around so cautiously, so dangerously even. If your child is struggling with math homework, and instead of giving them ways to help them, you call them stupid, would you be really helping? If you just say, oh, you're never going to get this, would you really be helping?
Mm. Wow.
Again, we got to get to...
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's tough,
you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad, I'm sorry.
It's tough really, especially for people who have dealt with low self-esteem or have just dealt with abandonment issues or dealt with depression. It's really hard, you know, for even just normal people who haven't even dealt with that. You know, sometimes, you know, it's just hard to move around people who are either demeaning to them or disrespectful to them, you know, saying, you know, using their words in a disrespectful way. You know, sometimes it is the closest ones to you. Sometimes it's strangers. And for whatever reason, usually with strangers, it's easier to disassociate yourself. But when it's somebody you know that's close and that knows you and they're saying these things, it cuts like a knife.
It does. So again, how do we get to the point of where we're better choosing what we say?
Going back to that side, yes. You know, real talk. I mean, being mindful of the words that literally come out of your mouth, knowing that those words can physically, I mean, not physically, but they can take flight literally. Like the words that you say can go into the air, and they got to drop somewhere, you know. So we just, you know, we have to make a conscious effort on our own part and not worry about what our neighbor is doing. That's another piece. We always worry about what somebody else doing. Well, he ain't doing it. Well, okay, you got two shoes. You got 2 feet. That's all you got is 2 feet. Work on that. Let's work on us. Work on you. And that's all we can do, you know.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Is T Smiley still with me?
T Smiley is in the building. He literally just walked back into the studio.
What's going on, man? Listen, I had a lot of stuff going on, man. I missed some of the stuff you were talking about. I just got out one of my cousins on the Colorado Springs, man. She got shot and killed in her apartment this morning, so I've been on the phone with some family.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all good. Just trying to get some more details, trying to find out what's going on, you know. And she was in our apartment about 5:30 this morning, had an altercation with somebody, and shot one time, and the police got there, they found her dead in the apartment. So that's all I know right about now.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. We just never know, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we never know. You just never know. You just never know. Got to stay prayed up every day.
We have to.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Got to stay prayed up, man. Prayed up.
I'll tell you what, Kia, let's get another song in real quick.
Absolutely. I'll play this one for T. Smiley and his entire family. Shout out to the Futrell family in their time of loss right now. This one is for you. We'll be right back with more of the incredible and amazing Mind, Body, and Soul radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Make me feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to them. Say it.
Having
Isaiah, Rodney, Curtis, Bill Lapidon, Javier Solis. Let me feel ya. All right, company, I need y'all to take a breath and take it up right here.
I've ever had, yeah, 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 yeah.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul. Hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 no. Of your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome back to the Mind, Body, and Soul show with your host, Big Joe. I am Big Joe. Hold it down with T. Smiley, Kia D. And today we're basically talking about the way we talk to people and the way words can affect your life. Kia, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
I got something for you. Do you really know that the words that we use or the speech that we use actually shapes your whole life?
Yep, I do.
Time and time again, you will find yourself in a situation where the outcome will either depend on the way you say something or what you say and how you say it. Can you think about how many times you've gotten in trouble and the words that you used got you out of it?
Ooh.
Your words?
Yeah, I'm a good wordsmith when it comes to certain things. Yeah. Yeah, I have. But by that same mouth is almost always has got me into a lot of trouble as well.
You know, and I've read a actual report that was saying that your words are a reflection of who you are. They were saying that if your words are getting you into trouble, it shows that you are showing the very worst part of yourself to other people by presenting yourself as being thoughtless, careless, or just plain hurtful. Words can create a positive or a negative reaction in the world around you. Your speech influences your thinking and can alter the course of your future, which is very, very important. You know, you said something about your mouth got you into some trouble or got you out of some trouble and then turned around and got you in trouble. Well, there's a saying that says that the tongue is a good servant, but a terrible master.
Oh.
Put forth the effort in controlling your words. And it will change your life. I remember a minister preaching sermon about this little peak tornado. And it's amazing because what he was saying was this little thing in our mouth can tear up a whole world around us. It can destroy some things. It can bring down some things. It can be just as bad as a tornado or a twister with just this little member in my mouth. We have to learn how to control our mouth, how to control our words, how to control our anger, how to control ourselves. Especially with everything going on right now. It's funny because we had a president who was saying anything that he wanted to say on the internet, and we all saw how dangerous it was. We all saw how insensitive it was. We all saw how hurtful a lot of it was. He was typing. Imagine if he would have said
it. Mm. Wow. He had a lot of people, a lot of people are saying that they went off the words of our president. Those words, they call it incitement. And they say those words potentially caused the death of 5 people, directly, indirectly. 5 people lost their lives on that day and right after due to words. And, of course, it wasn't just the words of the president. The president had people that were working with him, you know, senators and so on and so forth, even leaders of certain groups that believed his movement and believed deeply. And I'm not just talking about white people. I'm talking about people of color, Hispanics. There were all kinds of people that were believing the words, because some of the things that he was saying was very true. I understand what, not on that day, but there were instances inside of his campaign and inside of where he was telling some truth to some things. I get it. So I understand why people hung on the way they did. They were in hopes for something. They were in hopes to get their America back again. They've made it very clear that it is, quote unquote, our America, and someone who looks like me of African American descent is not included in the our that they're talking about. O-U-R. Our.
Yes.
And those words
deal with that.
Specifically were powerful.
So how do we deal with that?
You know, how do we deal with it? You know, how do we deal with that level of pain? Because it's a very painful thing that they're going through. That's what they're feeling some true pain. You know, and so are we. We're also in some deep-rooted pain. We've had 100-plus years worth of pain that we felt, and we don't want others to feel pain. We're not asking for that. But we're hoping that we could all try and come together to ease some of this pain, because the words that have been used have been extremely painful. If we can even just go back even 100 years and just think about some of the words that people had to listen to, the things that they had to hear, it started so many years ago and we're moving forward today, but we can't stay in that place. We actually have to try our best to move forward. How do we do that? It starts with the 2 feet that we walk in, because we can't change another person. We can't do anything about anyone else. The only thing that we can do as individuals is walk in our own shoes, watch our own tongue, pray for the ones around us, guide our feet, watch our feet. We can't wonder or worry about what our neighbor's going to do, or if they're going to cuss us out today or tomorrow. Are they going to be mean to me today? That shouldn't be your worry. Well, your concern. If they're being mean to you today, that's definitely something that has to do with them. I think we need to start putting that where it belongs. It doesn't belong on us. And but because we're hearing the words, we capture it. And then it plants itself somewhere deep in our hearts or in our minds, even on our skin. And it lives and breathes in us and around us. And it becomes us, that word. Whether it was a powerful word that took us to another level and told us how amazing we were, or whether it was a powerful word that told us how ugly, you ain't gonna never be nothing kind of word.
I think one of the most powerful things you said is we have to start with ourselves. One of the things that I'm almost sure of is if we change our personal, our very own, the way we talk, then people wouldn't talk to us a certain way. If you talk to people with respect, if you talk to people, if you think first, I'm sure that you will have more people thinking before they speak to you. so again, it does start with us. That is very, very valuable because we can't control anyone else, but we can control ourselves. And I think that if we control ourselves a little bit better, then maybe people will handle us a little bit better just by the way that we control ourselves. For instance, if you don't drink and everybody in your family knows you don't drink, no one would bring an alcohol bottle to your house because they know that that's not what you would do. So if we put ourselves in better positions, if we control our tongues better, then maybe when someone talked to us, they would control their tongue better. Because we also have to remember that, as the Bible says, what you reap will also sow. What goes around will definitely come around.
I agree. I've actually seen it. I've seen it happen before on my end where, like I said, you know, I wasn't always the best person as it pertains to being so encouraging. I can admit that. You know, that I've always been encouraging, but there was a time in my life where I was a negative Nelly, you know, and I can admit that. And I appreciate the opportunity to go through that so that I could see that that's not who I was. And I pray that the people that I may have affected are, have, you know, and it wasn't a lot of people. Like, I was walking around being mean, but there was just situations and circumstances in my life where I just wasn't pleasant. I just wasn't happy with myself. You know, and a lot of times when you're not happy with yourself, you take those things out on the people around you, sometimes the closest to you.
So once you got to changing the way you felt and changing the things about your life that you saw were bringing you down, you had a better outlook and you were able to.
Absolutely.
Once you start working on you, you were better able to communicate with people without being negative, without being harsh, without being insensitive.
Absolutely. And it wasn't easy because, you know, it sometimes seems easier to be negative than it is to just put a smile on your face and be happy. But what you do is you realize, once you do change your mindset, you realize, oh, man, I'm much better off over here on the happy side. I've been talked about and ridiculed so much, though, because of the happiness, quote unquote, because it didn't seem real, and there was a time when I was having to put it on and make myself be happy. So I can understand that, but I pushed my way on through. I laughed at them when they said that to me. I'll never forget, a lady told me that, you know, you're doing too much. You're too happy. And I was like, ha, you don't know my story. I'll never forget, I told her that, and I didn't realize at the time what I was saying, because she was my mentor, because she was trying to tell me that I might lose business with this behavior, this radical happiness that I was, you know, just beginning to be. Yeah. And to this day, I respect her in many ways, 100%. But that is one thing I did tell her no on, is that right there. I was like, girl, you're crazy. You got to talk to God about that, because he is the one who made me like this. Because at that time, I didn't even understand it. I meant what I said, because I was so depressed and angry and upset and anxiety right all before that, all the time in my life before that, that when God placed this thing on me of happiness and joy, and he said, you just wear it. You wear it like a T-shirt. Just put it on. I didn't know how to wear it. I was uncomfortable, making other people uncomfortable, but I kept going. But God. And that's true. That's a real story. That's a real story.
So.
Yeah.
You said it wasn't easy. And it's funny. You said the easiest thing would have been to just continue on in the normal negative and the normal or the easy negative, the easy, heartful harmful. It's just amazing to me how with when we try to do good, that part just alone just bothers me. Why is it we got to try to do good? Well, we ain't never got to try to be bad.
Right. Yeah.
But anything that is worth having, anything that is worth enjoying is going to take some sacrifice, is going to take some time to get it. So just take it one day at a time. Try all next week.
Yeah.
All next week. Starting tomorrow. Starting now. Try to reshape the way we talk to people. And let's start in our own home. Kia, I think we got about 4 minutes left. You want to pray us out?
Well, absolutely. I'd love to.
Before you do, I'm so sorry.
What? No, you're good.
We got so much going on next month, and I didn't even get a chance to say anything about it. We have a new contest next month. No, I'm going to let you come right on in with it. Tell all our listeners what's going on. We have, I'm going to put you on the spot.
No need to fret.
Tell us about the contest. Tell us about the cash prize.
Yes.
And all the good things that are coming on.
It's going down next month. Next month is literally going to be an extraordinary month because next month we're going to be giving away a lot of money, a lot of cash, a lot of fun stuff that's happening next month. We are going to see cash prizes as well as social media prizes and games, as well as every single day of the week next month is going to be something special is going to be happening. What we're going to be doing is on every radio show, you've got to tune in order to win. Tune in to win on every radio show. What's going to happen is the radio personalities are going to be talking. They're going to be having a good time. They're going to be doing their interviews, talking about their topics, and all of a sudden they're going to give you a keyword. They're going to repeat that word twice just to make sure you got it. They may even spell it for you just to make sure you got it. And then they're going to keep going on with that show. So you really have to be tuned in and paying attention to the show in order to hear that keyword. Now, what's going to happen is that you're going to collect all the keywords for every single show that week. And the person who has every single keyword for the week will win the cash prize. Now, how do you win? In order to win, you've got to send us an email with all the keywords. I'm going to give you the email just now so that you have it. It's admin. It's admin, that's admin as an administration, admin, admin, at wetalkradio.com. You can find us every day at wetalkradio.com. You can find us on all of our social media platforms, at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, under We Talk Radio. You can go to YouTube and find us at We Talk Radio Network. And we are super duper excited about all of the incredible interviews and people that we're going to interview next month. We're going to be focusing on Black History Month. We're also going to be focusing on heart health as well as love. Next month is February. And so those are the three things that we're going to be doing next month. And so we're going to have a lot of incredible and amazing special guests, Black business owners, Black entrepreneurs, Black people who are just doing some great things in the community. Do you hear me? So it's going to be off the chain. So y'all check us out for every single show next month right here on WeTalkRadio.com. So if you want more information about that campaign, make sure you check us out on social media, because we're going to be giving out all that information again on social media. So you have to be tuned in, locked being, liking us, loving us, and everything else, even make a comment. Even, you can even go to We Talk Radio Network on Google or Yelp and leave us a review. Listen, we love those good five-star reviews, so don't hesitate to do it. Thank you so much for being a part of this incredible and amazing show, the Mind, Body, and Soul Radio Show with Big Joe. I am going to pray you out, and I'm going to pray that all over the globe, things are moving and shaking in your household, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you today, Lord God, to just pray for every single voice that is the ear that is hearing my voice right now, Father God, and for every ear, Father God, that may never hear the sound of my voice, Father God. I pray right now that you will put a rumble right now in their hearts, Lord Jesus. I pray right now that you will put a rumble right now in their household, Lord Jesus. I pray that you will touch them financially, Father God, touch their bodies and their minds and their health, Father God. I pray that you would heal their souls, Father God. Give them a fresh and new awakening, Lord God. Father God, not even in the morning, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody can't wait until the morning time comes, Lord God. I pray that you will bless all of those who have lost someone special in their lives, Father God. I pray over the Futrell family, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are hurting, Lord God, Father God, those that are homeless, Father God, those that are being abused, Father God. I pray right now and rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus, because it will never stand, Father God. I pray over those right now that hear the words of my voice, Father God. Father God, I pray right now over the ones, Father God, that don't believe in you, Lord God. I pray over their heart right now in the name of Jesus, that you would show them the way, Father God. I pray over this land and this world, Lord God. I pray that you would give us peace, Father God, that passes all understanding. We love you. We praise you. You are holy and powerful and mighty, Lord God. There is no one above you, Lord God. We release, Father God, all of our demons to you, Lord God. We pray that you will rip them from our hearts, Lord God. Rip them from our minds, Lord God. They don't belong near us or around us or in us, Lord God. We pray that you will keep us, Lord God, safe and protected, Father God, as we sleep, Father God, and as we work, Father God, as we eat, Father God, as we think. Cover our minds, our mouths, our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray that you would touch this radio network in a mighty way. Father God, we pray that you would infiltrate every single home with the words We Talk Radio Network. We love you and we praise your name and we believe in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kia.
Amen.
We'll see y'all next
week. You're welcome, my
friend. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new day with Emily Blue and Shine Lord Radio.
Yes, yes, right here on We Talk Radio. Yeah.
When I'm anxious and lose my way. We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.